Well, yeah, it started in the studio in Orlando, Florida, with a big piece of paper on the wall that we all would take a pen and write down our ideas for the title of the album. And the first one that was written down was Slaves and Masters. That was written down by Roger Glover, because you have a slave reel of tape and you have a master reel of tape. And I would be in the studio going, hey, Raj, with the headphones, you know, is this the slave or the master? And he'd go, well, we're all slaves and masters, aren't we? I said, yeah, we are. Slave to love, slave to art, master of life, whatever you may be, simultaneously. Sort of like the King of Dreams. He's a winner and a loser. He's a liar and a prophet and a god. And he's a devil and a god all at the same time. You know, it's about a person who was a slave and a master of his own fate, you know? And we saw that the title had a lot of significance in the world today, you know, because we're all, like with the ideologies, people fighting the wars in the Saudi Arabia and stuff, they want to be masters, which means inevitably someone is going to be a slave, you know? That's what the whole world is about. It's just a struggle, you know, between, well, I rule you, and then the people overturn it, and then they rule them. And really, if you think about slaves and masters, why does it have to exist at all? It starts within. So that's basically, it started as a joke and ended in some sort of philosophical meaning, which most things do, which most good, great things do, if you notice. You know, there's truth in jest. There's a lot of truth in it. There's something funny.